Soon. Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik vandag 'n maksimum van 30, Johannesburg op na 29 en Bombela 27. Ons skop af in Oos-London waar 'n polisievrou gister voor die landdroshof verskyn het op aanklagte van diefstal. Sy word daarvan beskuldig dat sy 1,3 miljoen rand probeer steel het van die misdaadintelligensiekantoor. Nou die valke het die 49-jarige Ntombekaya August verlede week in hegtenis geneem na die voorval. 'N Gewapende persoon het na die intelligensiedienste kantoor toe gekom en gesê hy is August se besoeker. Hy het daartoe beveel om 1,3 miljoen rand in 'n skooltas te sit en weggestap. Nou word sy verdink daarvan dat sy deel is hiervan. Hier is die valke se luitenant-kolonel Avele Fumba.
The arrest is a result of an intelligence-driven and a meticulous investigation conducted by the Hawks. The breakthrough was achieved within just 5 days of the crime being reported.
Sy verskyn volgende week in die hof vir haar borgtog aansoek. En so gepraat daarvan, na Midrand in Gauteng waar die polisie 'n 35-jarige man in hegtenis geneem het nadat beeldmateriaal van die seksuele misbruik van kinders in sy besit gevind is. Dit het nou gister gebeur. So 10 miljoen foto's en video's is sover gekonfiskeer. Cliff Chico berig dat die verdagte ook volgende week in die hof gaan verskyn. Dit is nou in die Randburg Landdroshof.
The Police Serial and Electronic Crime Investigations Unit found that the suspect was hosting and distributing child abuse material on a global scale for financial gain. The arrest follows information received from international law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, about the suspect's operation in Johannesburg. The suspect was found with several cell phones, computers, and large amounts of cash in local and foreign currency, including drugs. Cliff Chico, Jacaranda FM News.
Nog 'n groot storie die afgelope week, die Stilfontein mynsage. Die regering word nou daarvan beskuldig dat hy die onwettige myners wat uit 'n verlate myn na die oppervlak gebring is, op onmenslike wyse hanteer. 200 myners is die afgelope week na die oppervlak gebring, brand maar na maande ondergrond en na bewering ook sonder kos. Die polisie sê 9 van diegene wat gered is, is onder polisiebewaring in die hospitaal opgeneem, maar Jewusa se woordvoerder Mametlo Sebei glo dat hulle nie goed behandel word nie.
Despite being in a critical condition requiring immediate medical attention, these minors have been subjected to police custody rather than being hospitalized. We are appalled by the decision of the emergency healthcare services on site to hand over the minors to the ACPS rather than ensuring they receive the necessary professional checkup, assessment and medical care.
Bewolkte weer en middagbuie word steeds voorspel in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Noordwes vir vandag. Pretoria op na 30, Johannesburg 29, Emalahleni 26, Polokwane 27, Mahikeng op na 31 grade en as jy reis vandag, Kaapstad se maksimum 26, Durban 30, Kleinbega 28 en Bloemfontein 34. Ek is Marlene Fischer, out of story this hour. A police officer accused of stealing 1.3 million rand from the crime intelligence officers will apply for bail this week.
I did think it was weird that the money just walked out of crime intelligence in East London, but hey, you know, well.
This is South Africa. Anything can happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Always surprised by anything anymore.
Absolutely. All righty. My favorite news story of the day is this one. But first, I must like sketch the scene for you. So, jy is op die trein in Duitsland, and it's one of those high-speed trains, but it does stop, you know, like every fourth town or whatever, and it stops by die Stasi, and jy wil a vinnige sigaret hier kry. Okay, so you get off the train, and you're standing there, and it's one of the bullet trains, one of those sexy trains, you know. And you're standing there on the platform, having a little skaif, making sure that you're not going, and then you look up, and the doors are closing, and your tas is op die trein.
Where's you?
Okay. What do you do?